Both before and after the war between Britain and Argentina, the disputed territory of the Falkland Islands seemed an inhospitable place. It was generally described as windswept, fit only for sheep. But during the past 20 years, life for the 2,000 or so people there has been enviable. Fishing and the sale of fishing licenses to foreign vessels turned it into a prosperous place. Until recently, if you divided up the country's earnings per head, the Falklands could be counted as rich as, say, Sweden or the United Arab Emirates. Much of that money went to the Legislative Council, which runs a lot of businesses there. However, suddenly the council is running a deficit, and that's because the stock of highly prized squid is running low in surrounding waters. Stuart Wallace is a director of the fishing company Fortuna and told me what was happening.
The revenues to the Falklands government have gone down because the Falklands government sells licenses for its fishery resources, some to foreign companies, but all through local companies. And one of the main species of squid, which we had in abundance, has not occurred in this last year.
Why is that?
Well, the scientists here believe that it's primarily oceanographic conditions. This seeming collapse of the resource this year could not be blamed on overfishing.
What does this mean, though, for people in the Falklands? Is it going to cause real economic problems?
It could certainly cause a reduction in the revenues to the islands, but real economic problems, probably not. There's a great deal of the revenues to the government come from Ilex, the squid, and some companies here whose entire business has been in the Ilex fishery obviously have seen their revenues basically disappear. So there's been some problems there. But overall, the economy, we have no national debt. We have, in terms of the Falklands economy, significant reserves. So initially, no, it's not going to cause real problems immediately.
What intrigues me is you saying you have no national debt. There aren't many countries that can say that. The Falklands has gone through a pretty profitable time, hasn't it?
Yes, well, the fishery was declared in 1986, and in 87 really was the first year, and we saw the revenues to government increase, I think, something like sevenfold. And over the years, the government has used that money to develop the infrastructure in the islands. We didn't, for example, have roads, and we now have roads through most of the islands. We have pretty good medical service and a high standard of education. So we've had really 15, 16 very good years.
What are the changes that you've seen in terms of really the wealth of islanders, the life they can live?
The major difference would be the standard of education and medicine. The sense of remoteness is possibly still there, but we enjoy a very decent lifestyle, and we have had excellent services, which when I was a boy here was certainly not the case.
Stuart Wallace speaking to me from the Falkland Islands.